Well, if the problem in the southeast is flooding, in the Pacific Northwest, it's snow. The two mountain passes that connect Seattle to eastern Washington state shut down yesterday because of severe avalanche danger. And skiers, at least those who managed to get to the slopes, reveled in 3 feet of new powder. Kathy Duchamp of member station KUOW in Seattle sent us this audio postcard.
Powder in March. For some skiers, it's a spiritual experience.
Counts as church for me.
Church?
Yeah,
tell me about that.
Yeah, my wife always goes, when are you going to church? When are you going to church? And here I am.
Craig Stumley, his brother Charlie, and two other buddies strap on their helmets and zip up their Gore-Tex as fast as they can. They're in the parking lot of Alpental, a Cascade Mountain resort with a 2,000-foot vertical face. Today, it's shrouded in clouds and snow. The sound of avalanche control fills the air. What do you think when you hear that boom?
I get excited. It means that
we're going into battle.
Some deep snow is coming off the steep, so we can they'll open up for us, basically.
The four skiers lock up their car and shuffle to the lift line a full hour before the chairs start turning. In the line, there are people on straight skis, fat skis, and of course, snowboards, including Drew Bay.
This is just where it's at. It feels so filthy up here. It's just so much snow, it's dumping everywhere. You can drop off whatever you want. Just stay close to your bros, make sure no one gets an avvy.
That's snowboard speak for avalanche. This is not a record snowfall year for Washington State, but late season heavy snow is unusual. In fact, in the North Cascades, 106 inches of snow has fallen in just the past 8 days. Exciting news for skiers. Well, sort of. This is Cascade powder, wet. And while skiers whoop it up on the lift, skiing down, there are wipeouts and injuries. In the aid room, tucked in the basement of the lodge, ski patrol medics tend to Jerry Lind, a longtime skier who got the infamous sled ride down the mountain.
The snow was deep, and I just heard my knee pop. Just a pop. The first run of the morning. It always works that way, though.
Lynn says she'll be back on the slopes, probably after a lot of physical therapy and maybe surgery. By mid-morning, there's another 20 inches of snow on the ground. By lunch, skiers and boarders are hightailing it back to their cars. The State Department of Transportation has announced it's closing the Mountain Pass Highway because of avalanche danger. It may be the first day of spring today, but in the Pacific Northwest, snow is in the mountain forecast through the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Duchamp at Alpental in the Central Cascades.